This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Today has been a good day. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, we're not going to talk about it right now, but I went out and did get the SIG P320 standard. For those of you watching or looking on in video as you watch the radio show, standard configuration. Not too big. I can conceal it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now, there's a little bit of talk out there amongst the left that they want to create some sort of a movement to re-energize their base. And they're looking at the conservative Tea Party as the template. Now, the post-inauguration freak show that went to Washington was a whole shade different than from the Festival of Flags and the tri-corner hats of the Tea Party revolt that was led by American normal people. Instead of a Norman Rockwell painting about democracy come to life, it looked like the parking lot sale at the offices of Dr. Fred Skeeve, the discount gynecologist. Now, normal people would typically react with a bit of alarm and disgust at this kind of a bizarre pageant, and that's if we're being kind and assuming they're actually paying attention to it. Now, in the off chance that they happen to encounter it while flipping channels, they would likely lunge for the remote so as to not poison innocent ears with puffy former starlet Ashley Judd's anatomically incorrect slam poetry. This was a... This is where you're never going to see so many hotness-challenged crones so vehemently rejected being grabbed while simultaneously being at so little risk of being grabbed. It's a testament to the effectiveness of the left bubble that these loons expected that regular folks would see a bunch of grown women parading about in genital suits and think, yeah, these are the kind of mature, sensible people who really get where I'm coming from as a stubborn mom. Especially that bunch over there in costumes that bring to mind what I suspect would be the chorus line climax at Hot Bod's Gentlemen's Club in Newark. Now, this was a very baffling phenomenon that puzzled a whole lot of regular people. We need to still remember, though, that 60 million plus people did vote for Hillary, give or take a few million illegal aliens and dead people. And about 1 million of them marched around like idiots in the cold to protest the election was illegitimate because they lost or something. And though that is only about one in every 330 Americans, that's still a lot of people. Tea Party movement also started small, but its impact was enormous. It is not too much to say that without the Tea Party, the GOP would be floundering around right now in a sea of squish. They still got some squishes in there, but, you know, it would be just a gigantic sea of them. We'd probably continue nominating soft boys like Jeb, who desperately seek the approval of the femi doofuses like David Brooks instead of actual voters and feel compelled to passively submit to every abuse, indignity, and defeat the Democrats can possibly heap upon them. The Tea Party was a testosterone injection into the low T party. gave the Republicans back their edge. It reminded a party that was born literally fighting Democrats on literal battlefields that it could fight and win on figurative ones. The Tea Party sort of remade the GOP. It created a new generation of strong leaders that put some too long absent righteous terror into some weak ones. But did it always succeed? Nah, no. But was it a failure? Ask John Boehner. Catch him between sips, he'll tell you. Now, the question is whether the Democrats can pull off the same thing, because, you know, they want to. Kind of. Don't believe the comfortable lie that the leftists tell themselves. The Tea Party was no AstroTurf community organized event. It was largely spontaneous, brought about being mainly by people who had learned their organizational skills running small businesses and churches and community events. Yes, there were some charlatans that came along later, but in its prime, the Tea Party was just normal people pushing into politics in a way, as a way of pushing back against leftist intrusion in their lives. And it was this decentralization that frustrated the establishment. They could not control this beast. Tea Party did their own thing. And, you know, that's, you know, like it or not, that's where we got people like Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio. That oddball that went on TV to deny being witch, not so good, you know. And the Tea Party held the establishment's Gucci loafered feet to the fire instead of just going through the motions. Now the GOP had to start to perform. Now, that's happened with various levels of success, but just remember that Obamacare is going to be dead in the very near future. And revenge is a dish best served cold. Think iced tea. Now, can the collection of leftist strangos and commies and feminists and femboys do the same? Can they build an independent movement that revitalizes their party and makes it win again? Nah. That doesn't mean they're not dangerous. They do have something the Tea Party never had. Every single major cultural institution except the U.S. military and the Country Music Hall of Fame in their corner. Yeah. A leftist Tea Party will be very different in structure, though. The Tea Party was decentralized, and the leftist version would be highly centralized and highly community organized. And look at George Soros to pour money into the 50 or so groups putting it on. Tea Party rallies never had that many sponsors. They never, sure as hell, never had a single sugar daddy. And centralization means control. The Tea Party was out of control. They were out of the establishment's control. It gave the establishment fits, but eventually broke the establishment's will. The Democrats are not going to make that mistake. Remember how the Tea Party spent half its time fighting its own party? Look at the march and try to find one single policy where the march and the Democratic Party was not in perfect, absolute sync. And you're not going to find one. And that's what will still make it dangerous, especially with the media slobbering all over it. You can bet that any time three or more lunatics in their naughty bit hats gather together, there'll be a CNN breaking news alert about the American overwhelming rejection of President Donald J. Trump. But we can do a few things to complicate their plan. Their goal is to tire us out with constant crises such as, you know, such that we normals give up on self-government and cede power to Team Nasty. We got to keep pushing the GOP to perform. And at the end of the day, Trump succeeds if he keeps his promises to kill our enemies, build a wall, deep six Obamacare, and get the economy going for everyone, not just the hipsters and the tech titans. There are fewer GOP squishes than there were, but Hatch, McCain, and little Lord Lindsey aren't facing election for a while, so we'll see antics from them. We also got to fight a cultural battle. Reject the Hollywood hacks who reject you. Don't go to the next Meryl Streep movie. Make sure your non-political friends hear you mocking the idiocy of the left. Picture of the march, especially with those goofs cavorting around terrified kids, is worth 1,000 shared articles on Facebook. We're currently in a very hyper-politicized culture. And it's run by a bunch of man-hating, Sharia-tolerating, abortion-loving, non-trash-picking-up bunch of pinko-lib fascists. Well, at least they're on TV, though. I'll put it that way. They are on TV. When we get back, the SIG P320. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Let's check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Went by Upstate Army Group here in the upstate of South Carolina today and picked up what is becoming a hard-to-find weapon. Temporarily hard to find, I'll say. Picked up the SIG P320. Now, I've owned one of these before. I owned it for about 5 minutes. I never took it out and shot it, never trained with it. I think I fired 10 rounds out of one. The reason I wanted to try this time is because the Army has adopted this. Now, other components of the U.S. military have adopted Glocks and other guns, but the Army has adopted this one. It shares some, well, no, now the way the Army is going to configure it, though, I don't know what the, I don't know if the SEALs are going to put safeties on their Glock 19s. The Army will have safeties on their M17s, which is the designator of the SIG 320 in the military, the M17. This gun is one of these, when you're talking modular, you pop the top slide off and the whole trigger with the serial number comes out. And you can buy these kits and actually adjust the size of it. You can go to the carry size, which this is the full-size gun. I actually prefer the full-size gun, though. I mean, it's not that much harder to carry, if at all. A couple of things about it that I find, this is going to be an acquired taste. First things first, I have been gripping Glocks for years. A Glock is rounded on either end, if you're where your palm heel is hitting it, and then it is straight on both sides. This gun is a little more rounded. It's almost oval. It's almost shaped like an egg. Now, the thing that strikes me about it is on both sides of the magazine well on the outer sides, there's a lot of material there. So this could be shaved, I think. I think we could get it thinner. Although it's not that unpleasant. Has grooves cut into the grip. And I mean, some of you have seen these things. These are not new. It's new to me. But there's a couple things about it that I want to like. The trigger is okay. The trigger is okay. I'm looking right now at aftermarket triggers. I want to see agency start building on these things because they can take this one and do whatever they want with it. Apex makes a straight trigger. That would make a big difference on this gun. The trigger guard is huge. I mean, you can wear any glove that you want to, and you're going to be able to get in there and have plenty of room without having to worry about accidentally depressing the trigger as long as you go forward of it. The rail on the bottom is unlike the Glock one. The Glock one is not Picatinny. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. There's one slot. That makes it the Glock rail. This is Picatinny. So that means that a whole host of things can go on the bottom of that, all kinds of lights. Well, and that's primarily what you would hang off the bottom of them would be lights. I got the kind, I got standard sights on mine. I was not looking for night sights. I explained last night talking to Rob why night sights did not appeal to me. It has the typical, every SIG that I've ever owned, and I've owned 5 of them, has the same shape on the top from the rear sight to the extraction port. Sort of a oval sort of shape. And this gun is no different from it. It is definitely a SIG. Its bones are SIG. Interestingly enough, I posted a picture of this on Facebook, and there's some people that say that this is too expensive, and that this is paying money for a Glock that's not a Glock. And I just want to say this out loud again. I like Glock. I have a few Glocks. I've got a few more Glocks coming. I've got Glocks being built. I've had lots of Glocks. Like them, love them, have always run them. The problem is twofold. The owner of Glock, Gaston Glock, who is not, you know, his family values notwithstanding, none of that's not any of my business. He does not care about gun rights. That's item number one. Item number two, they haven't innovated anything except the double spring in the entire time that I've been a Glock owner. They started out with no finger grooves on the gun. It was just a slick front. Then they went to finger grooves. I don't know why. They went to finger grooves on it. And now, because everybody that gets the guns nowadays takes the finger grooves down. They prefer it being slick. They've come out with some things where they're making them. They've got the line called the MOS, which has the Trijicon RMR cut out on top of it already, which just about everybody does now. But beyond that, they have not innovated anything. And for me, I started looking for other guns to carry when they came out with the Glock 43. The Glock 43, their single-stack 9mm, carries fewer rounds. It costs as much as any other Glock out there. And it came to the party late. And it, as far as I'm concerned, it is no better than the M&P Shield, the XDS, the... the Ruger LC9, there's a whole host of guns out there that are as good, that are cheaper. And because it's Glock, all Glocks seem to cost about the same amount of money. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Sometimes there's a difference between the price of the Gen 3s and Gen 4s, if you can find the newer Gen 3s out there. Glock is not innovating. Glock does not continue to innovate. Smith & Wesson, for example, with the M&P Shield, they recognize a couple of things. They've come out with the M&P 2.0. I have dry fired one. I haven't shot one yet. They've solved the issue with the trigger because the trigger was abysmal. There was no feeling to the trigger. You pulled it back. It was like a swinging pendulum. There was nothing good about it. I don't know how the weapon will function yet, but I've got one of those coming from agency, which means I won't have to worry about any idiosyncrasies because they're going to wring them out of it. The SIG and the M&P, ergonomically, I prefer them out of the box, even though the grip is a little weird on this gun for me. But that's all right. JT's in the chat room right now. He is thinking to himself right now, I'm going to shoot this gun till it catches on fire. And we're going to do that this weekend if the weather holds. And I'll have a little video review of that to put up and everything. But we're going to see. I'm going to start getting other guns besides Glocks. Not going to get rid of the Glocks. The Glocks are fine. As a matter of fact, most of the guns I'm going to carry until I get used to these are going to be Glocks. But as soon as I get used to this a little bit, we're going to see. Glocks made a few too many mistakes in the past recently for me and a few too many missteps. But when we get back, we're going to look some more at the left, at their attempts to try to re-energize it. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com, where I'm going to be going and looking for some magazines for this P320. Which, by the way, like my friend JT, we're looking for a 320 and 10mm. As soon as that comes out, I'll be buying one of those, too. So that's enough of that. Right now, the left has a couple of problems. They're either immobile because of, who's in the Oval Office, or they're still licking their wounds. And there's a reason why Trump was elected and Clinton was not. There's a reason why the Tea Party energized the Republican Party. I guess I can see why the left wants something like this for their side. Yet even the New York Times said this was a tall order, since the party has been devastated under Obama's presidency. They wrote, 8 years after Republicans united, after a stinging electoral defeat to oppose President Barack Obama, Democrats are channeling an even deeper anxiety over President Trump and a far shallower defeat into a newfound burst of organizing. Party leaders eyeing the huge protests last weekend and growing worries over the promised repeal of the Affordable Care Act are hoping to recreate the mass movement that sprang up in 2009 and swept Republicans to power in the House and in governor's races across the country. a Tea Party equivalent. And they're turning to the same playbook that guided their conservative counterparts in the aftermath of Mr. Obama's election, creating or expanding a number of groups outside the formal architecture of the party, focusing on often overlooked state legislative and redistricting campaigns and bringing together frightened fundraisers to underwrite it all. This is what this is referring to, is they're talking about this little confab that David Brooks had. But they point a few things out. Recreating that is going to be difficult. It's going to be a tall glass of water. The kind of soaring unemployment that followed the worst recession since the Depression is not likely anytime soon. And with many House districts gerrymandered by Republicans and few Republican-held Senate seats open in 2018, that political terrain is even more forbidding for the Democrats. Only two Republican Senate seats in Nevada and Arizona are plausibly available to Democrats at the moment, and they have to defend 10 seats in states won by Trump. There's two things that stand out here, though. One is that success will depend on the Democratic Party getting serious about state and local elections. That's not going to happen overnight, if it happens at all. The GOP has eviscerated them since 2009. Second, Clinton ally David Brooks, held a three-day conference in Palm Beach over the inauguration weekend with 150 top liberal donors and operatives, leftist donors and operatives, to map a course to create their own Tea Party and reportedly to defeat Trump by finding ways to impeach them. Big problem, though, demographically, they have no standing in rural America, which is where you'll find the diehard supporters and the credibility to say this is actually a movement. Having marches consisting of the same privileged and overly educated progressive elites that engage in the typical self-righteous antics that blinded them from the populist wave isn't necessarily the recipe for a movement that's going to have any longevity. The GOP owns the heartland. If you drove from D.C. to California, you're not going to drive through a county where Clinton won. California is also the only reason why Clinton received 3 million more popular votes than Trump, which isn't really an indicator of how much other Democrats voted for a Democrat in a state that already goes Democrat. It does serve as another reason why the Electoral College is necessary to prevent the liberal coasts from suffocating us with their politically correct, hyper-aggressive, and intolerant ethos. But given that middle America is Republican, Democrats are left with the coasts and the cities to rebuild a movement that A, doesn't seem all that interested in reaching out to the white working class Americans, and B, doesn't seem to be willing to move away from the transgender bathroom advocacy and towards job creation. And that's the farmers being a hallmark of how the progressive urban elites. Trump is probably the most pro-gay rights Republican ever elected. So once the left finds out that he isn't all that interested in curbing LGBT rights, that's one wing that has no reason to get energized. They're also finding gun rights, too. Given that the GOP is now dominant in rural America, the Democratic Party mostly let their political organizations in these areas wither and die. So they're going to have to start from scratch since the party has been virtually destroyed in Appalachia. Out of 490 counties that dot this region in America, which was once a Democratic bastion, Clinton only won 21 of them. So before they can even begin talking about things that continue to alienate normal Americans, they have to rebuild a party apparatus that's in a shambles. It's not impossible, but when you have the PC-minded mindset of the left, it's going to be tough. And the point here is that the Tea Party was organic. It wasn't organized by professional operatives. That's what's happening in Florida right now. The message of lower taxes, smaller government, less spending, and less regulation resonates. It's a hard sell to get out there and say, well, you need to give more money, and you need to have less freedom, and less guns, and less of this, and less of that, and listen to us, and all that other stuff. Also, from the left, we're getting crazy things like trigger warnings, and safe spaces, and bathrooms, and cultural appropriation. And that only reigns in the echo chambers of the cities. It's for people who could afford to dabble in this stupidity. It's not meant for someone who is voting or supporting someone out of survival. Sparks of the Tea Party could be seen with President George W. Bush's traveled asset relief program, which grew into a brush fire with Obama's health care law and stimulus program. in the initial stages of the Tea Party's strength and weaknesses was that it was decentralized. There was no leader. There were no qualms about challenging and cannibalizing moderate Republicans seen as too establishment. With that bastion of power restricted to the cities and the coast, their extreme progressive disposition and condescension that they have for people who are not like them, the Democrats, it's doubtful that they could be successful in this kind of a venture. In fact, it could devolve into a total disaster, which would be hilarious to watch. And I think that's exactly what would happen. There's no way that this Democratic Tea Party thing could accept anyone who was an adherent to the ravings of a college-aged leftist, which seems to be the norm within a Democratic circle. This has happened before. Occupy Wall Street was the left's counter to the Tea Party, and it wasn't organic. Professional activists organized it. It wasn't authentic or organic, and it fell apart. This idea of a Democratic Tea Party like Occupy Wall Street will begin and die in the cities. Now, we're going to watch them go through this, which is, this is splendid. Let me explain. This is splendid because this is them wasting time. Nothing is going to come of this. Time is one thing that nobody can get back. Time is bad when it comes to, if you're not doing things with time, if you're not accomplishing things with time, time is not your friend. So I'm going to watch this with a little bit of interest and everything just from the entertainment viewpoint. Just because it's going to be fun. Now, this came out today. This was the first time I saw it. Apparently, the Obama administration got mad and decided to launch cyber attacks on the Georgia election system. And when I say Georgia, I mean Georgia over here on the left of South Carolina. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The feds, the new feds, have launched an investigation into why the Department of Homeland Security hacked into the Georgia state governmental network, including its election system. Now, I want you to remember, and remember that Jay Johnson declared he was trying to take control in a certain way of state election systems. Just remember that. John Roth, an inspector general for DHS, wants to know why the agency broke protocol on its way to 10 unprecedented attacks on the system overseen by Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp, who is also one of the most vocal critics about the Obama administration's attempt to designate local and state election machinery as part of federal critical infrastructure. January 17th, from Roth, notified Kemp his office was officially investigating a series of 10 alleged scanning events of the Georgia Secretary of State's network that may have originated from DHS-affiliated IP addresses. Now, it was all thwarted each time by a firewall. Former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson and Kemp have clashed over a federal government designation of election systems as critical infrastructure. Kemp called it political power play to federalize elections. Johnson created a firestorm with this when he announced January 6, 2 weeks before leaving office, that he was unilaterally issuing the designation. If Roth's investigation shows Johnson or his subordinates to deliberately use federal cybersecurity resources to penetrate a state election system in order to pressure a state official over a policy dispute, that could represent a significant scandal for Johnson and for the outgoing Obama administration. I think it should trigger a little jail time myself, but I don't know what the law is on this. The scans are attacks to test security weaknesses in a network. This is, they refer to it as pinging, but it's the electronic equivalent of rattling doorknobs to see if they're unlocked. Or on a darker side, to send a message to a recipient. Georgian IT specialist traced 10 such scans back to a DHS IP address. DHS officials confirmed the attacks came from an unnamed contractor attached to the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia, a part of DHS. FLETGO officials have refused to identify the contractor, and the agency did not respond to a Daily Caller inquiry about the intrusions. Representative Jason Chaffetz, who, if he's got a hold of this, this will be bad for somebody, asked Roth to investigate the matter in a January 11th letter. Chaffetz is the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. He told Roth, if these allegations are true, they implicate state sovereignty laws and various other constitutional issues, as well as federal and state criminal laws. Representative Jody Heiss, a Georgia Republican, co-signed the letter to Roth. Heiss sits on the nation's security subcommittee. Title 18 of the Federal Criminal Code makes it a federal crime to having knowingly accessed a computer without authorization and to damage or impair the integrity or availability of data, a program, a system, or information. The penalty could be a fine in up to 20 years for each offense. They also have several computer fraud and abuse statutes that could apply to the DHS contract employee and to other officials in Georgia who are implicated in the effort. Four of the 10 attacks against the Georgia network occurred as Kemp was about to talk to DHS officials or coincided with his public testimony about his opposition to the critical infrastructure designation. Kemp said it is certainly concerning about these dates. It's almost like it's a tit-for-tat kind of thing. He said he hopes the inspector general gets to the bottom of the attacks and determines if there's a possibility the hacks are timed to intimidate him. But he also said about the timing of the attacks, it's a pretty easy dot to connect. Yeah. Certainly from a political perspective, it makes a lot of sense to ask that question. Kemp has written President-elect, now President Donald Trump, telling him, I respectfully write today to request that you task your new Secretary of Homeland Security with investigating the failed cyber attacks against the Georgia Secretary of State's network firewall. We're certainly excited and glad that we're just going to get our questions answered. That's all we've been asking for, and we think we deserve to know what's going on. The explanation that they, DHS, have been giving us leaves a lot of holes unanswered. Johnson has given several explanations for the attempted intrusion. One was that an unnamed contractor who hit the site as part of his normal job duties can form professional licenses, which sort of makes it sound like the two rogue employees in Cincinnati with the IRS, doesn't it? He hedged his response in a December 12th letter telling Kemp, this is an interim response to your inquiry subject to change. Kemp said the DHS answers have continued to change over time, and the department has been unwilling to identify the contractor, which sort of sounds like Fast and Furious. First, they said it was an individual in Corpus Christi, Texas, who worked for Border Patrol that had a bug in his Microsoft software that was causing it. Then they moved off of that and said it was somebody in Georgia at FLETCO down in Glynn County on the coast of Georgia. We've never been given the name of the employee. We haven't been able to talk to them. We expect OIG would want to talk to that employee. The attacks against Kemp's network, which also contains corporate information of registered companies in the state as well as professional licenses, began on February the 2nd. The last effort to penetrate the Georgia system, which Kemp called a large attack, occurred November 15th, a week after the election, but before the state certified its results. This coming from an administration who is claiming that the Russians hacked our election. While they're out there, see, this is the thing about them. I knew they were projecting about something. And I also knew that they knew the Russians had not hacked. These guys have been this kind of pinging where they're out there looking, trying to find a hole in the network or a hole in the firewall. This is what the kiddie hackers do to do denial of service attacks. They've been doing it in the Obama administration. And they've been attacking a state here in the United States for some perceived wrong. Primarily because Jay Johnson thought that he could take control of the state elections. On his way out the door, no less. That's the part that I don't get. The Obama administration has to know that everything they did, it's sort of like they were, it reminds me of a chase through a hallway with a bunch of empty crates that they keep knocking in the way. They know they're going to get caught anyway. And they're just trying to delay the inevitable by knocking things over on their way out the door. They know we're going to pick them up. They know we're going to stack them back up. But they do it anyway, and that's what this reminds me of. This is one of the most juvenile things I've ever seen. This president, on his way out the door, he was absolutely, his narcissism was just on his sleeve. But we'll see where that goes. Now, today is Thursday, so that means that we're going to be joined by Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters. Normally, I'm talking to Sam about stuff that he's written. Tonight, I want to talk to him about just some questions I have about concealed carry and what he sees happening in these United States, because he writes about this on a regular basis, and just sort of panel with him on this and get his feelings on this. Now, Sam is a 1911 man. He hasn't, he's been talking about getting a Glock, which as far as I know, he hasn't done yet. But I'd just like to know what he has to say. Just panel with him for a little bit and just get, and if you guys have any questions, of course, call it in 800 or 877-807-4048. My bad. But that's coming up in hour number two, which we're about to roll into next. The video review of the unboxing of this gun will be up tomorrow, and then this coming weekend we'll be going out to the range and we'll put up another review of that. Even got some tracers for the visuals. That'll be cool. Well, I think it will anyway. Our number two is on the horizon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.